Tens of thousands of people have held a rally in Tel Aviv to protest a controversial Israeli law that was passed by the Knesset last month. The rally was organized by Palestinians living in the occupied territories. The demonstrators condemned the law that defines the occupied territories as the historic homeland of Jewish people, giving them supremacy over non-Jews. They call for equality as they marched in the city center. The protesters argue that the new legislation will make them second-class citizens. They accuse Israel of racism and discrimination against other ethnicities.
Israeli lawmakers on July 19th passed a bill defining Israel as the national homeland of the Jewish people. The bill was introduced in 2011 and became a law after multiple amendments. The new law is officially titled Israel as the Nation State of the Jewish People. Its passage saw strong opposition by some MPs at the Knesset.
The nationality bill is a hate crime. They are totally discriminating against the Arab citizens.
The law saw widespread disapproval from Israel's political spectrum and its public to an international chorus of criticism led by the European Union. The Palestinian government also called it dangerous and racist that legally defines Israel as an apartheid system. Critics argue that some clauses make the law discriminatory against minorities in Israel. The legislation declares that Israel is the historic homeland of the Jewish people. It gives them the unique right of national self-determination while denying minorities the same right. Minorities, including Palestinians, make up one-fourth of the 9 million population in the occupied territories. Another clause of the law downgrades Arabic from an official language to have a special status. Instead, it chooses Hebrew as the official language and the Hebrew calendar as the official one. That legislation also names Jerusalem al-Quds as the United Capital of Israel more than 50 years after the regime occupied it. The city is now divided, with the Palestinians who consider it as the capital of their future independent state. The international community does not recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. Just recently, only the United States defied the order, with Guatemala and Paraguay following suit. In another clause, the law says the development of Jewish settlement is a national value and that Israel will act to promote its establishment. This clause is in fact a legal promise to continue what Israel has done for years. The regime has been constructing settler units in occupied Palestinian territories in defiance of the international community that considers the settlements illegal. Palestinians have long complained that they face discrimination and their basic rights are violated. Now the new law seems to be a major step forward in legalizing that discrimination, with a clear message to the Palestinians that their homeland does not belong to them anymore.